I don't know if I made this clear yesterday or there's some confusion. The story of Indra, the student, who spent, how much was it? 101 years as with the Guru, occurs in the Upanishad called Chandogya Upanishad. It is all, I mentioned Taittiriya. I don't know if I made a mistake and mentioned this also, Taittiriya. Chandogya Upanishad, very, it's a beautiful thing. And both this particular episode in the Chandogya Upanishad and the entire Mandukya Upanishad are both devoted to these three states of consciousness, the famous three states. Waking, dreaming and sleep. And after challenging the validity of these, the Upanishad suggests, I'm sure you have come across this, a fourth state, Turiya. Turiya is the fourth state. And I think it's important also to investigate this. I'm not suggesting anything, this is right or that is right. Often it is in teaching, it is implied that it is not the waking state, the samadhi or, you know, the superconscious state. It is not the waking state, it is not the dream, it is not the sleep, but it is a fourth state. Which means you are supposed to reject all these, abandon all these and go looking for a fourth state. The truth may be different, very different. Consciousness in its functioning, the kettle that is boiling, consciousness that is functioning is subject to these three. Now, I am awake, and during this period, believe it or not, the consciousness seems to be outside. You open your eyes, you see what is outside. The ears are open, they hear what the noise that comes from outside. The nose is open and therefore it smells what is outside. So, if you can enter into that, my consciousness is outside. Funny statement, but it's true. My consciousness now is spread outside. I see the mountain, I see the lake, I see the birds, I see the trees, I see the grass. My consciousness it is that is spread outside. Or drop the my, it's not so important. The consciousness is spread outside. And when I close my eyes and doze off, I begin to dream. The same consciousness is inside now. The same number of elements are there, the same number of senses are there. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. All these things go on, it's not spread outside anymore. In a manner of speaking, it's still outside, yeah? No mind. But it is within, in a manner of speaking again. And after some time, the same consciousness thinks, I know nothing. I see nothing. I smell nothing. I taste nothing. I know nothing. And that's called deep sleep. what is it that we have been referring to as consciousness which undergoes all these modifications? What is the consciousness that is spread outside now? What is the consciousness that dreams? And what is the consciousness that goes to sleep? That thinks it is sleeping, that thinks it sees nothing, that thinks it knows nothing. That in itself is beyond all these three. Thus, that in itself is not the waking state. Thus, that in itself is not the dreaming state. That in itself is not the sleep. But it is not outside of these four. It is not as though the spectacle case is different from this book. The spectacle case is different from this book. The spectacle case is different from this book. This is the spectacle case. Here there is a completely different difference. A totally different difference. But when they talk about the fourth state, it is not in that sense they are talking about it. It is the consciousness that is the substance of which all these are made, and which is therefore different from all these fragmented states of consciousness. Consciousness modified in a certain way is waking state. Consciousness modified in a certain other way is the dream state. Consciousness modified in a certain other way is the sleep. The unmodified consciousness is what is called the fourth state. It's not a state. The unfortunate part of the whole teaching is that we think it is a state. The fourth is a state. It is not. It is the continuity, the continuum that runs through all these. So that I do not have to drop all these waking state and go into samadhi. The superconscious state is not dropping all this and going into a superconscious state. Dropping dream and going into a superconscious state so that the one in the superconscious state does not dream and does not sleep. You see all the images that spring up? And that he does not see people, he always like this. There is another name for that. Imbecile idiot, yes? there's a proper name for that too. That is another modification of the same consciousness. The state in which the imbecile idiot lives is also a name for another modification of the same consciousness, same infinite consciousness. In that person thinks it is imbecile idiot. When this is realized, not merely understood intellectually, there is an immediate sense of freedom. Whatever be our thought, whatever be the emotion, whatever be the feeling, whatever happens, suddenly realize that all this is nothing but another modification of the same consciousness. If I love you, the consciousness has undergone one type of modification. If I hate you, because the same consciousness has undergone, put on another dress. When it puts on one dress, it's called love. When it puts on another dress, it's called hate. When it puts on a third dress, it's called fear. When it puts on something else, it's called waking. When it puts on another dress, it's dream. What is in itself, it's pure, absolutely pure. That is the beauty of the teaching. So if it is rightly understood, it instantly frees you, not from the waking state, not from the dream state, not from the sleep state, but from the limitation of these. As a liberated person, I need not walk naked. I am liberated, I am freed, I am not caught up in my dress. But as a liberated person, all that I need realize from moment to moment is that in spite of all these clothes that I am wearing, I am still absolutely naked within. The clothes do not alter your nakedness. Your clothed state or naked state are only relevant to the other person, not to you. Your naked, your dress is only for the entertainment of others, or your nakedness is only for the entertainment of others. In yourself, there is no change at all. I am still naked, absolutely naked. So that we don't go about beating the air, trying to change the waking state consciousness, trying to alter the, may bring about some kind of a difference in the dream consciousness, trying to judge the sleep consciousness. How many hours do you sleep? 8 hours. Oh, I am enlightened, I sleep only 10 hours. You sleep 8 hours, I am enlightened, I sleep only 10 hours. It may be right too, because I don't worry at all, so I sleep longer. There is no anxiety, I sleep longer. That sort of, it's gossip and entertainment to the third party, neither to you nor to me. You sleep 8 hours, I sleep 10 hours. Nothing is going to alter this pattern, this habit pattern. But as we go on discussing this, she is entertained. Oh, I see. The yogi in this third state sleeps 8 hours. The yogi in the fifth state still sleeps 10 hours. Then she goes away recording all this. Beyond that, these things have no value at all. Beyond the gossip value and entertainment value, these things have no value at all. So that without wasting our energy on what happens in our, I don't get angry at all, that I know I'm in the sixth state of consciousness. Just one more, I lose my temper. Modifying these is not realization of the fundamental ground of the whole thing. In the case of what you call a worldly man, his consciousness is modified into dollars and cents. In the case of the so-called religious man, his consciousness is modified into church and temple and prayer beads.